Hello, namaste, annyeonghaseyo, and welcome back to my podcast. So, first of all, I'm really, really very sorry, and like, I don't deserve to be forgiven because I'm coming back after a year and a half or so. Like, it's a really, really long time. I actually just completely forgot about this podcast because there was so much going on in my life, because I joined some classes and my college was really hectic at that time, and now I'm almost in the end of my engineering career, and now I'm like planning to pursue my master's. So, but actually right now also I have my exams going on, but today I just don't feel like studying anything or doing anything. So I randomly was just checking out my phone and I came across the logo change for Anchor, which is now Spotify for podcast. I know I'm really late, but yeah. So when I opened it, I saw the Wrapped and I also saw all the analytics and everything, and I saw that, oh my god, it's been a really long time since I have posted something, and like, I don't literally deserve to be forgiven because of such a long gap, but I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. But now every time when I come back, I say this, I'll try to be consistent, but it doesn't happen that way at all. I don't know why, but if you guys make this podcast reach minimum of 200 or 300 people, then I'll just try to be more punctual and more regular with my post. And yeah, so the past half year, 6 months or so, maybe I've seen many K-dramas. Before that, I was also not seeing K-dramas only, so that's why I thought that what would I just review. But in recent times, I've seen many K-dramas, and yeah, I'm coming back on track. So I thought that I'll just review a recent K-drama which I absolutely loved, and it had such a unique concept. Like, I seen that kind of concept in a K-drama for the first time. Maybe it would be in some other places, but I didn't see it. So that would also can be the case. But yeah. Okay, so yeah, I'm back again, and I had some disturbance at home, so I had to stop it midway, but now I'm continuing with my review. So I was talking about, like, I'm reviewing a recent K-drama, and it has all the young actors, and it's a really, really heartwarming and a very nice feel-good K-drama with a little twist as well, and the plot is extremely interesting, not to mention, yeah. So it goes by the name Twinkling Watermelon. I know many of you must have seen it, but I saw it recently after all the episodes aired. So it has 4 leading actors, and it has a total 16 episodes with a runtime of approximately 1 hour to 1 hour 10 minutes each, and it aired from, I guess, November, like, no, it aired from September till November. Yeah. And it's available for streaming on Viki, and yeah. So it is basically about a boy, a Koda boy. Koda, if you know that, It's a term used for a child of a deaf adult. So there is a boy whose parents are deaf and dumb also. They cannot speak as well, and his elder brother also cannot speak, and he's the only one in the family who can speak and listen. And he has a natural talent for music, like a very deep talent for music. And then one day when he was just contemplating his life, and he does music secretly because he thinks that his dad won't like him doing music, so he does it secretly. And one day, just when he was contemplating about his life, he travels back in time, and he travels back to 1995, and then there he coincidentally meets his dad pretending to be another person, and then his identity comes out, like not his real identity, that he's his son, something like that, but yeah, his name and all comes back. And then he joins a band with his father, and then he realizes that his father is in love with another woman other than his mother, and that other part is also very complicated, that his mother and father don't know each other yet when they meet. So he goes on a mission for uniting his mom and dad, and that goes on. And then the girl, I don't want to give any spoilers, but there is also another girl who his father likes, but she goes back to US, but she comes back for some reasons. And then the son tries to like woo the girl so that she doesn't go after his father, and then his father and his mother meet, and then they go on their way happily. And he also like knew that his father was like, he didn't knew that his father was like not deaf from the beginning. Then he came to know that his father became deaf after a certain accident happened to him. So he makes up his mind, and he decides that he'll just prevent the accident somehow, and then it will all be good in the future. His father would be able to speak and listen and everything. And then yeah, so the story continues with like him joining a band with his father and his friends, and then they going for the concerts and everything. They singing together, they making songs together, his journey of like meeting his mom, finding out who his mom is, and then setting him up with his father, and everything all goes around. And it's a time travel story, and it's a very heartwarming and wholesome one. Like if you want something good to watch, like feel good, and also something very emotional and very nice, where the chemistry of the leads are also really nice and the acting is also very nice. So this is a drama that you can go for. It stars Ryun as Ha Eun Gul in the main lead, and Solena as Choi Sik Yong in the female lead opposite him. And it also stars Choi Hyun Wook, the one from 2521, as Hai Chan, as young Hai Chan, as the father of Ha Eun Gul. And it also stars Shin Ye Sun, Shin Yun Soo, sorry, as Yong Chung Ha, who is the young version of Ha Eun Gul's mother. These are the four actors in the main lead, and the supporting cast is also really nice, and the bonding between them, the friendship between them, their struggles, their competition, their lives, their everything is very nice. And this K-drama, the aesthetics of the drama is also very nice. So from my side, I would give this drama a very strong 8.5 for 9 on 10. I'm just cutting one mark because at some points when the past and the future thing was going on, it like sometimes for a bit of a minute, like for a minute or so in the whole episode, it gets a little bit dragged, like it seems a little bit dragged, and it didn't seem realistic also at some points. So that's why I'm cutting like one mark, but then it's a solid 9 on 10. And if you want something good to watch, you can watch it 110%. It's a worth watch for sure. So that's about it from my side. This was your Indian this was your Indian brown K-drama girl reviewing K-dramas for you. Thanks for watching. Sorry, thanks for listening. And I'll be back really, really soon, hopefully. Thank you.